We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 8:22. You're listening to Total Information AM. A new report released this morning shows cybersecurity incidents targeting small business dropped in the last 12 months, but that's after 2 years of significant spikes in attacks.
On the line with us now is James Lee, Chief Operating Officer of the Identity Theft Resource Center. Good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Well, thank you for giving us one of the first discussions about this new report that you've released. So tell us some of the most significant findings of this latest business impact report.
Well, you, in your lead in there, you made one of the most important things that we are actually seeing a little bit of glimmer of hope in this report, in that we are down across the board for small businesses being targeted for cyber attacks and for data breaches, and some organizations who suffer both. So across the board, we're seeing those kinds of declines, and that's very good news. We're also seeing those very same small businesses, when they are attacked, lose less money, and it costs them less to recover. And here's another piece of good news. They're able to recover faster. So in the previous report, it would take most organizations more than 2 to 3 years to recover. And now you've got a significant number of organizations that are able to recover within the first year.
Well, that is excellent news, because small businesses have certainly been through a lot over the last few years, and these kind of attacks are the last thing they need. But I'm really curious about these social media account takeover attacks, because we see them all the time. I think we all get weird messages, or somebody says, I've been hacked, you know, it's not me, don't accept a friend request. But how do these social media account takeover attacks result in lost revenue?
That is probably the other, if there's a less than good news point in this report, this is it. It's around account takeovers. We identified, by talking to actual victims of cyber crimes and identity crimes earlier in the year, we identified that those kinds of account takeovers in social media were up over 1,000% for individuals, which made us also want to ask these small businesses, what does that mean to you? So if individuals are losing money, and in that early report we saw that 27% of individuals lost money, what about a business? Well, that came back where half of the small businesses who have social media accounts lost control to a cyber criminal, and of those who lost control, they lost 87% of them lost revenue. So that's a significant finding. And when you dig into it, why did that happen? Well, it's the same reason it's happening with individuals. By and large, they're falling victim to a phishing attack. They're either clicking on a link from someone that they thought was a friend, or they're replying to a direct message from somebody they thought was a friend. In the case of businesses, they're replying to these attempts from somebody they think is a customer or a vendor. So it's still very much a kind of a crime that can be prevented. We just take some very basic preventative steps.
James, we've been talking about, you know, the revenue that's lost, kind of the bottom line, but there's also the impact on a business's image and their relationship with customers, which for small businesses is really key. How do these kinds of attacks and breaches impact that?
It is very difficult for any business when they get into one of these situations to deal with the customers. And what we found, it's especially difficult for small businesses, because they don't always have the resources that obviously a large organization does. So we're seeing them lose the trust of their customers. We're seeing nearly 30% said they lost customer trust. We talked about they lost revenue. Nearly 50% lost revenue. But they also, they lost employees. Nearly a quarter said that their turnover of employees increased after a data breach or a security attack. And here's one that is really makes the point about it's difficult for a small business. They don't understand what happened, and they don't understand how it happened and how it could be prevented. So that's more than 40% of the organization said, we just don't know how this happened to us or what to do. And then there's the follow-on from that of the, it's difficult to respond to the customer concerns when they come and say, what did you do with my data? And if you don't understand what happened, you can't really reply to that question. So there's a lot of nuggets of information that we'll take and try to develop programs to help these small businesses.
What do you think are some of the reasons why we're seeing small businesses being hit less? Are they doing things better? Is there better protection for them? Are they being more proactive? What are you seeing?
It's never one thing. So it is a combination of a little bit of all those things you just said. They are investing more in security. Even the smallest of organizations, where it maybe just be one person, they're investing more in their protection. They are understanding what the risks are more than they have historically. So you've got those two things working in your favor. And there's just things in the general economy right now that are actually being helpful. They may won't stay that way, but they're helpful today, and that is the actual organized cyber crime rings are kind of preoccupied right now with what's going on in Ukraine, between Ukraine and Russia, and also the volatility in the cryptocurrency markets, because that's how most cyber criminals fund their activities. So when cryptocurrency is down, it's more difficult for them to make money and be able to continue to attack people. So all those things together mean fewer cyber attacks, fewer data breaches, and when they do happen, less cost to the business.
Well, it's the 2022 Business Impact Report by the Identity Theft Resource Center. We're speaking with James Lee, their Chief Operating Officer. Where can folks find that report?
You can go to our website, which is idtheftcenter.org/publications. And you can download the report there and get all the information about what's happening to small businesses. And you can also talk to one of our advisors through live chat, if you want to, about how you can protect your small business.
All right. James Lee, Identity Theft Resource Center's Chief Operating Officer. Thanks for the time and information today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.